about what is happening right this very moment around the world. This is the plan for all of us. This is the plan for everybody around the world. It has something to do with a topic called transhumanism, which is also known as Human 2.0. So what is that? I alluded to that a little bit earlier. It's literally the melding of your human, organic, natural-born body with artificial intelligence. They believe when we do this that it can be fantastic for everybody. It's a very futuristic way of becoming a human. Just if you wanted to learn a new language, you would just be downloaded into your brain and voila, you know the new language. If you wanted to know karate, it would be downloaded into your brain and voila, you would know karate. They're going to sell it to you like that. They're going to sell it to you that if you have this artificial intelligence inside of your body, that you would be able to cure your cancer, that it would find out a tumor and would eradicate it. That would be nice. If you tore your tendon in your knee, these little artificial intelligence, also known called nanobots, would be able to go there and fix your tendon in your knee. That would be nice as well, right? But there's always a price to pay for everything. What do you think that price is? That price is once you give up that sovereignty of your human body, once you give up that access to your brain, to your memories, to your dreams, to your thoughts, that it's a two-way communication, that forever, once that happens, there will be constant surveillance, constant monitoring, no, you would not have any privacy, no autonomy. They also believe that this is the way that they can create a new world, a nicer world, a world without racism, without division, because they could alter the way you behave. This sounds really crazy, I know, but just know that it is already in the works as we speak. Right now in West Africa, right this very second, these poor people are being experimented on. Who's doing it? Gavi, G-A-V-I, Bill Gates, also MasterCard, and Trust Stamp, which is an artificial intelligence program. All three are doing it to the poor people. So in this program, they're giving them the COVID shots. They're also, inside the shots, it has their digital ID. That's like a barcode, like your product on the store. It can scan over your arm. They all have a number, like a cow, like chattel, like property. They also, within that digital ID on their human body, they are able to download all of their medical information and their vaccination history. And if you don't get this shot, you are locked out of the system. That means you do not get your money. They call it, in quotations, a war on cash, because they want you to be linked in with their system, which gives you a number. Now, in their own words, they say that this technology, with this artificial intelligence they're injecting into the people, they say that they plan to use it for surveillance, which is spying, as well as predictive policing. That's like the Tom Cruise Minority Report. This is frightening. They are admitting at this very moment their plan and intention for using the technology inside of these injections has nothing to do about making you healthy. It's not about making you a better person. It's about spying on you and doing predictive policing. Unbelievable. They are lying to everybody about the intent. Now you think, some people tell me, oh, that's just Africa. That's not gonna come here. Guess again. Once it's perfected there, they said every developed nation will have that technology. And what do they call this? A wellness pass, aka a vaccine passport, guys. This is why they're pushing the injections. This is why they're trying to push the vaccine passport on everybody. We have a window of opportunity now to stop this atrocity against humankind right now. And everything starts with you and me and the person beside you, because you think that you have no power, but you do. You have amazing power in so many ways. And what I ask myself every day, and I hope you will ask yourself, is every day that I don't speak up, every day that I don't say something, what is it costing me and what is it costing the world? Right? So you have power. You do have power. Let me tell you some good things too. Do you know that by the HeartMath Institute, I love them, they do amazing good science. It's not the bad science we've heard of. Every human being in here, we generate our own electricity, but it's a good electricity because the heart is the strongest organ in the body. It is 10,000 times more powerful than our brain. And with that love energy, love has a frequency. It has an energy. It goes out on an average human 6 feet. But in a strong person, someone who's really in touch with their divinity, with God, with love, it goes out miles, miles. Imagine 12 of us with that power coming together. Imagine that. That is so powerful. As Jesus Christ, Yeshua said, we can do greater things than he can do. Remember, he was speaking to us. He was speaking it to us for this very moment. I know it. He was preparing us. Read his messages. Remember how he was when he walked the earth. Whenever I don't know what to do, I remember him and I know what to do. We have to refuse that vaccine passport. I learned about this many years ago in Georgia and Atlanta. I was invited to business owners meetings where just this select group of us knew the plan. In this plan, they said they wanted to control the behavior of everybody there for the common people. But us in the group, we would be exempt. They would be using this, your smartphone. Everybody has a health app in it. If you look down the drop down, they know everything. They know your thoughts, your emotions, if you're lying, how many times you've had sex, if you're brushing your teeth, the vitamins in your body, everything they know all the time. All they have to do, it's already downloaded, all they have to do is get that little bit of hydrogel, nanolipid particle, which is inside of those injections inside your body. Once you have enough, it's cumulative, they turn it on, and now you are connected to this device. Not only does it monitor what you're doing, but it has a potential by sending signals from this to your body to affect the way you think. It can affect the way you behave. This is a bona fide business owners meeting in our country planning to do this. This is real, guys. We cannot let this go on. Of course I didn't attend any more meetings because I said to these people there, I said, I stand for us, human, 1.0, not 2.0. We are made in the likeness of God. We do not need their robotics, their technology inside of us. I serve God and nobody else. They want us not to serve God. That's why they try to prevent us from worshiping, from praying, from singing, from dancing, from gathering together, from hugging and kissing. They don't want us together because they are afraid of our power, of what we can do, because we have energy. And I cannot wait for the day where all of you then finally realize how amazing you are, the light that's inside of you, the power that's inside of you. When you know it in your heart, game over for these guys. They cannot go through. You need to remember what these people stand for. They all went to Epstein's Island. Just about every one of them connected with this program. Do you think they did not know what was happening on that island? Of course they do. These people stand for pedophilia. They stand for oppression and suppression of our beautiful bodies, of human trafficking. It's not just for power and control. It's for everything that is against God. It's an inversion. It's a blasphemy of God. And I am here to tell you that we already know what they're doing. So there's no way this plan can go forward. Absolutely not. You also have to know some other things about what's inside these injections. What they're doing is they're putting a code, like a computer code, inside of your body, and they are programming your body like you're a computer to create and produce this synthetic code. Now, it's synthetic. It's not from nature. The problem with that is that anything in the code could be a potential of being taken up into your own genome, your beautiful blueprint from God. If it's taken up into your genome, our Supreme Court justice has ruled that any human being can be owned and patented if anything synthetic is inside their genome. They ruled that in the last 10 years. So an adult human being has the potential of being owned and patented. It's unbelievable. Do you think they don't know this when they did this? Of course they did. You have to look this up. It is the potential of being patented and owned. Who owns the patent? Department of Defense? China? Bill and Melinda Gates? Gavi? Who owns it? No human being on this earth should ever be patented or owned. That's another big issue. On top of that, they are programming your body to make a synthetic protein, right? This protein is not from nature, and once your body's programmed to make it, there is no off button. There is nothing to make it stop. We know now that it is not benign like they've told us. It causes toxicity in the body. And it goes everywhere. Your brain, your muscles, your kidneys, your liver, your stomach, your skin, everywhere, your blood vessels. Once it's there, we don't know how long it stays. But we do know that it can cause blood clotting, bleeding disorders, neurodegenerative disorders, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, joint pain, autoimmune disorders, cancers. We know that, but yet they still give you those injections? It's insane. Just know that we're up to 6,000 deaths so far in the United States alone directly related to these injections called vaccines. When in 1976 they did the flu vaccine for the swine flu, it was a failure. They had 25 deaths and they stopped the program. We're up to 6,000 deaths. And we know that you can times that by 10 to 100, so perhaps 600,000 deaths are truly the real number, and yet they go forward. Anybody with any scientific mind, anybody with a doctor mind knows that this should have been stopped a long time ago. So what is their real purpose? We're looking at this, it only appears to me one answer. It's a genocidal shot. And then those left over, they want to ultimately control through this artificial technology hookup interface. But they're not going to get away with it because more and more and more of you are waking up. This crowd is amazing. The energy is amazing. You can feel the love. You can feel the energy. You can feel the vibration. And just this energy, if we could have a way of picturing it. This goes out, we could probably see it from an airplane. This is huge, this energy. It's more than you even realize. And every day, that's why they push the psychological manipulation on everybody, because they are fearful for as one by one by one, as we wake up to the plan. But it will not go on. It will not go on, because we stand strong and we are powerful. And I talk to people from other countries all the time. Do you know every single one of them look to us? They look to you. They are watching and waiting and seeing what we do, because we are the pinnacle. We are the pinnacle of the world. They're watching and waiting. So we cannot let the world down, right? It's not just about us. And it's not just about us, the children. We fight for the children. We fight for the weak ones. We fight for the ones that are more fragile. And to my last breath, I will fight with you. And I know you'll fight with me.